This is the Spring On Air fundraiser, and just a reminder that if you would like to make your financial contribution right now, you can do so simply by visiting supportkuaf.com.
Takes you directly to a pledge form, and I hear it is super easy. It takes less than just a couple of minutes to fill it out. Mm-hmm. Once you decide how much to give, you can decide how to give, and it's just, yeah, really simple and straightforward.
We try to make it as straightforward as possible, and we've been bugging you about the fundraiser for the last week, and so now seems like a good time to talk about bugs, Christina.
Yes. Our insect expert, Dr. Don Steinkraus, I spoke with him one day last week about how bugs use scent, how they use pheromones to attract one another for, you know, mating purposes. Mm-hmm. And that's much like, you know, how we are trying to attract our listeners. We're trying to attract contributing listeners. And so I spoke with him again about how insects use sounds. A little bit more similar to what a radio does. You know, we use sound to try mm-hmm. to attract our listeners. And so we're getting ready to hear the sounds of cicadas at night during the summertime. And it turns out there is a reason for the sounds that they make.
But there are insects which do use sound, mm-hmm. just like a radio.
Right.
And that is the Orthoptera, mm-hmm. the katydids, and the crickets. And then the Homoptera, the cicadas. Which use sound to attract their mates. And they're really good at this. It's really fantastic how great their sound is. I've often thought, like, if I could duplicate what they do on a slightly larger scale, you'd have an amazing device. Because a little tiny cricket, you know, 3/4 inch long, can make a very cheerful song that you can hear for quite a ways.
Oh, yeah, they're loud. We're getting ready to hear them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited.
I love their sound. And they do that by rubbing their two wings together. They have a file on one wing, and they have a scraper on another wing, and they put their wings up, and they're like little drum heads, and they rub this against each other, and it makes this vibrating sound, which is very loud. And so they have a lot of different strategies, but it's generally the males are trying to attract the female by using the sound.
Which is a little bit different from...
Yeah, it's not the pheromone-based mm-hmm. thing. It's not so much visual, but it's mm-hmm. by sound. So maybe if KUAF could stridulate, perhaps if you could sort of make a rasping sound periodically,
right.
you would attract your listeners. I don't know.
The sound of my voice isn't good enough, no.
Yes, it is. your voice is very nice. So anyway, they all have these crazy ways of singing, and these are also generally not always called leks, but the cicadas, the periodical cicadas, do form leks. Do you know what a lek is? A really hot bar where men and women go to meet is essentially a lek. If all the men go there, all the girls go there, and they meet each other, it's a place where the sexes can meet. Is that true, you think?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lek.
When you're single, you tend to go out more. And,
right.
Yeah.
That's a lek. And so the periodical cicada, all the males will flock to a tree, and they'll all vibrate a special organ on their abdomen, which is backed by a air sac. And it makes a tremendous racket. It can be heard for long, long distances. And they'll all chorus together and make this gigantic noise. Mm-hmm. Which attracts the females in. And then once they get closer, they'll have other signals that will help them mate. But it's a tremendous way to get the females to come. Have you ever heard the periodical cicadas sing?
I mean,
2 years ago, they emerged here in Arkansas.
I think so.
Yeah. I stood under some trees out on that land I took you to mm-hmm. when the periodical cicadas are out. It is deafening. I mean, it's just, it can hurt your ears. It's so loud, all these cicadas, you know, calling for the females. And they have different calls by species. That's another thing. All these different singing insects have a different call than each other. So they attract their own species and not another species. There is, yeah. And they can attract their own specific female by their specific mm-hmm. call. And the females can hear those very well and detect that's a male of my species mm-hmm. and go to it.
I mentioned at noon, during our noon show, Antoinette, that cicadas are one of my favorite sounds in the world, and you pointed out that I say that about a lot of things.
You do.
But it's still true. I love cicadas. I think I love cicadas so much because they remind me of summer, which is my favorite time of year.
Of course.
Yes.